You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the final day of the trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. Let's have a look. Should we start with the Stock Exchange News Service, or should we start with the US jobs data, Greg? Up to you.
Let's go the Stock Exchange News Service.
In that case, we'll go back to Famous Brands, which came out at 10:08 this morning on this day, the 4th of October 2019. We spoke about it this morning. Let's talk about it again. Did the market continue to like this number?
Yes, I mean, overall, at the end of the day, only slightly better. The share price finishing at 78.54 did put in a high within the first hour of trade of 79.80. So that was at that point up nearly 2%. Drifted low in the afternoon. Did some decent volume, 40,000 shares. That's just over 3 million rands worth. But perhaps the beginning of a turnaround, but the market not getting too excited just yet. Probably wait for those full numbers later in the month.
Okay, going along to 12:37 today, and this will test you. Marshall Monteagle PLC.
He got me.
It's up 9.4% on the close, Greg. You must know this company. Marshall Monteagle PLC, and the share price is 2025.
Well, what's the code?
MMP. MMP.
All right. You're quite right. It's quite interesting because
there we go.
It's quite a thinly traded share. It finished at 20.25. The last trade took place at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Before that, it was trading at 19.99. But it seems to be a fair reflection of demand. 8,000 shares have traded 176,000 rand.
What does it do?
I've got a feeling it's in the property space.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Fantastic.
It sounds like the PLC, come and look at the new Monteagle Bay townhouse complex or something like that.
Yes, I think in the retail space, if you read through, the shareholders refer to the cautionary announcement dated 18 September and advise that the company via its wholly owned subsidiary Monteagle Consumer Group Limited has entered into an agreement with the Spa Group Limited to dispose of its entire 50% interest in Monteagle Africa Limited. Okay. A maximum amount of gives the details there, but if it's only traded 8 deals all day, it just shows you know. I think it's getting to the point where the JSE has to perhaps sort of implement a system where perhaps from 12 till 12:30, you have an auction where everybody puts in their bids and offers in these small caps, and then at 12:30 we have an uncrossing, so that focus everybody on the small caps. Anybody that's interested. But, you show your hand in that auction, mm-hmm. and that may bring the volumes back into these things. I think a lot of the times it's sort of they harming themselves by having these low volumes because, you start buying the shares. A client will give you an order to buy 50,000 shares, 8,000 shares trade on the day, and you move the share up 9%, which, perhaps it is the correct price. But I think a better price discovery in these very, very small caps would be some sort of small cap auction. The market cap on this one's not too tiny, 726 million. So you say everything under 1.5 billion, 12 to 12:30 an auction, maybe another one 3 to 3:30 for the people out at lunch at 12. And it'll kind of funnel the trading through that time period. But over an 8-hour day, to have 8,000 shares trade, it's just frustrating for everybody involved.
I've got a much better idea. Kratos Capital, Kratos Wealth, comes up with a new division. Some youngsters that have just come out of university, they're bright-eyed, they're bushy-tailed, maybe they've got their CFAs, and you start having a look at small caps. You start covering them. And you go to the small caps and you say, listen, please free up some free float and we're going to cover you and we're going to put out notes on your companies. And therefore, they benefit because the investment community is more interested in them and things get going because the JSE needs something, Greg. I mean, it really does. It's just a mega cap exchange at the moment.
You're right there. You need some youngsters who haven't had their spirit broken and are still enthusiastic. And, they think that they're doing something important by analyzing these small caps. And, of course, we won't tell them until a few years later. But, it's definitely a concern, really. It is. I mean, back in the day when we had the trading floor, sorry to sound like an old grandpa all the time, but
too late.
We had, the one board to the left where all the sort of the nursery stocks, there's almost like the Altex. And, you know, and that's exactly what you did. You got the young traders to go and then handle those trades because, you know, I couldn't really mess it up too badly. And then you had young trainee analysts looking at those stocks. And very often they much more simple businesses to look through. There's not that many moving parts like an Anglo-American or Billiton. And so it's a good place for them to cut their teeth, really, to get into the market. But just wonder if there'll be any demand for that research.
Well, I mean, there might be, Greg, because if you see the film The Wolf of Wall Street, which I recently watched again for about the third time, that's where he started. It was those penny stocks that weren't even listed. They were just a sheet. They used to read from a sheet. There were no computers. There was no internet. And they would phone up the chap and say, look, this thing is trading at 2 cents, and we think it's going to go to 16 cents, that sort of thing. I'm not suggesting that you should rip people off, but what I'm saying is that there are probably some nuggets out there, One of the nuggets that isn't out there is AdCorp, because at 16:10 this afternoon, 22.5% crash. This is a crash, a bear market in one day.
Yes, you had at about just after 4:10, I'm reading here, a trading statement, and I mean, there's some eye-popping numbers, loss per share of between R3.75 and R4.50. So this is just a trading statement. So they're giving you a guideline. But, you know, it's also quite a thinly traded share, but been clattered down after that. Finished the day at R15.50 after closing yesterday at R20. That's 22.5% down. Yes. Again, very thin volume, 46,000 shares. That's just under R850,000 worth. But I haven't had the time to go through this carefully. But this is enough. This is a shocker which they sneaked out on a Friday afternoon.
Just going to have a look at this one, but I need to look at it over the weekend, Greg, because it's a Friday afternoon and there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's Sibanye, one of your favourite companies. It says the current corporate structure of Sibanye Gold Limited has the current South African gold assets at holding company level. With the growth of the company, the PGI acquisitions of Aquarius, Rustenburg Platinum, Stillwater and more recently Lonmin have been incorporated as subsidiaries of the holding company. To ensure structural flexibility and efficiency, it is deemed appropriate to have the gold assets included as a subsidiary of the holding company. And it goes on. So it's just a restructuring, really. It's not saying we're buying this or we're buying that. We're just saying we're putting this here rather than leaving it there.
Yeah, it's quite a complex, you know, I'm sort of reading it from two points of view. Either this is quite simple, sort of just reshuffling of the deck chairs here, or it's something more complex than that. I think ultimately what they're trying to say to the market and to investors is we're not a gold company. We've moved massively into the PGM baskets. You've obviously got the Lonmin, the Stillwater there in Montana in the US. And also, if you look through some of these big ETFs, these gold ETFs, Sibanye is a component there, and I think they want those ETF trackers to view them as a PGM play. Yes. That, you know, when those ETFs come, so now it's in an index called Van Eck Small Gold Index. It's in there. So when they come for the gold shares, Sibanye moves. When platinum and palladium move, it doesn't really react. That's quite a few questions about that on Twitter over the last few weeks, and I was just sort of explaining to people that it's still viewed from an ETF point of view as a gold share, and I think they want to move away and have less emphasis on the gold and say to the market, look, we're a PGM play, that's the way we see ourselves going forward. Obviously, the Lonmin acquisition, they're busy restructuring that. The share price has had a really, really good couple of months now. Was a bit higher this morning, but R23. From a low this year, I think around about R9. So it's had a spectacular move. A lot of that on the back of a much stronger palladium price.
Okay, let's have a look at the spot prices now. The dollar rand is 15.04. Very, very good performance from the rand in the last couple of days. British pound against the rand is 18.51 and the euro rand is 16.51 with euro dollar 109.75. If we go down to the gold price, it's 15.06, which is barely changed. The platinum price is down nearly $10 to 8.79. The palladium price, Greg Davies, over to you.
Palladium at 16.83, that's up $24.
Bounce back from the oil price, which has been under pressure this week, 59.29, up $1.13, or nearly 2%. That's Brent crude in London. If we look at the United States of America, and we'll come to the jobs numbers in a moment, the Dow Jones is up 0.5%, the S&P is up 0.5%, the Nasdaq is up 0.5%. There's a theme there. In London, the FTSE is a 0.8% winner, thus far. The DAX up a third, the CAC 40 in Paris up 0.4%, and so it goes on. A slight miss on the US jobs numbers, the US non-farm payrolls, 136,000 versus the whisper number of 145,000, but I still think 136,000 new jobs is pretty good.
Yeah, there was a little bit of confusion in the market. Market didn't know how to read that number, really. And I mean, if you watch all these Bloombergs and so on, everybody wants to put their own spin on it, really. But I think it's quite a good number. Obviously a miss, but, you know, just quite a small miss, really. And Mr. Trump coming on his Twitter and on his Facebook page and telling us how great things are going. And, you know, initially, I mean, gold spent most of the day sort of 1508, 1509, 1510, and then, bang, it got knocked down to 1497. You know, obviously, it's all dollar weakness and strength. But then it rallied back to, as you mentioned there, 1503, the rand against the US dollar, also 1503, funny enough. So, yeah, the market's still tussling with what to make of that, because if it was a big miss, then you've got a chance of another rate cut. But it's very hard to go tell the Fed to cut rates, you know, when you're creating jobs this quickly. The Dow probably welcoming the news. You could argue up 227 points. So it's had a bit of a clattering the last week or so, but put in two solid days if it can close up here.
Tremendous amount of jabs. Most food shares on sharenet.co.za today. Sibania is the 20% best performer, not best performer in terms of price, but most people are looking at it, down 2.2% at 23 rand a share. Steinhoff down 2.8%. Impala Platinum 103.21, which is up 0.8%, and DRD Gold down 6.7% at 6.99. Greg, British American Tobacco. I think we had a fairly well publicised bet. Was it yesterday or was it Thursday? And I went short at 5.20. You went long at 5.20, and I gave you a rand there just for, you know, broker's fees. So how did it close today, please?
Yeah, down 1.6%, which is 8 rand 55 lighter, so 515 rand 20.
515 minus 5, that's 5 times. Or was it a 2,000 rand a point, or was it 200 rand a point?
I think it was Zim dollars that you mentioned at the time.
Anyway, Greg. Yeah, this is a long-term buggy whip company, I promise
you. Yes, I mean, listen, you're doing a victory lap after 2 days. It's a long,
one
long
day,
haul ahead of us.
Top five major movers on the JSE today: Sokol Sun to the upside, 6 2/3%. Telkom up 5.6%. PSG up 5% nearly.
That one really caught the eye. Then it was, you know, I always like to say, what's my most frequently asked question is, the two today were, why is PSG so strong? And it's tough to say, but it has underperformed its Capitec, which is its main holding, for quite some time. And then why were the telcos so strong? Telkom, Vodacom and MTN, all three of those strong today.
And Aspen up 3.8%, excuse me, to 89 rand 30. I just think that's a trader's market at the moment. On the downside, why does this company called Trustco keep on popping up on my screen? It's up 10% one day, it's down 5% the next. Today it's down 3.25%. What is Trustco? Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's an investment holding company which has got some exposure in Namibia. Sort of quite a flamboyant CEO. Puts out quite sort of flowery, sends announcements.
What does it do?
You're
being flowery now. You're saying it's in Namibia. What does it make, ostriches or something? What happens there?
Like, it's got property. It's got mining. I mean, I think they don't know where their main focus really is at the moment. It's not something we should take that seriously. And then if you look at the trades today, it finished at 9 rand, but with a few minutes to go, it was trading 8 rand 25. It's quite manipulated, but 4,000 shares traded today, which is 40,000 rand. I don't know. We must maybe speak to the fellows at Sharenet and say, we don't need this one on our major movers.
Yeah, I'm going to put that down. So it's Trustco. Get rid of that. And there's another one called Sirius, which also comes up. I mean, I'm sure these are fine companies.
Polish
Pulse Prop.
Pulse or something.
Exactly.
That's got to go.
That's also got to go. Okay, I'll write these down. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the suggestions. Transaction Capital down 3%. Renet down 2.7%. Mass, the company.
Renet's just a holding company of British American Tobacco. So you could have shorted that one as well.
Okay. Well, who said... says I didn't. AngloGold Ashanti down 2.5%. Other than that, outside of those ones we've mentioned, what caught your eye today, Greg, after the Italian club and the resounding victory for the Springboks against the Azzurri?
Yeah, well, as I was saying earlier, sorry, I interrupted you when you were doing the ups, but certainly PSG, that one putting on nearly 5%, levels we haven't seen for quite some time, 224 Rand. And then the other one, which was a bit of a head-scratcher, is Telkom. I was asking around the market, you know, networking, finding out what the story is, up 5.5%. Someone was putting forward a theory that there's quite a bullish note from one of the bigger overseas brokers explaining that about the, you know, the new spectrum that's going to be divvied up, and Telkom sort of best placed to benefit from that. But all the other counters in that space doing better. MTN up 3.7%. Vodacom, which is close to my heart, up 2.7% at 119.65. That's got results in early November. Looking forward to that number.
But Mrs. Davies works for Vodacom, right?
Yeah. Okay. So Telkom, obviously, just remember, obviously, the sort of state-owned, theoretically, it's got, you know, the government's got that big stake. So, I mean, and they probably need all the money they can get. So they must be quite pleased to see their share price ticking higher. So it seems the only thing that's going well for them.
How was the Italian club today, by the way? It was quite good fun watching that match. At one stage, I thought the Italians were going to claw their way back when it was 10-3, and they were just very close to the try line. And then it just all fell apart, and then it was 49-3 in the end. But was it fun at the Italian club in Bedford for you?
Yeah, just really good. Sort of old-fashioned club. It's probably been there for a long time. You know, what a sort of family-orientated place. People are, you know, guys in their Italian supporting shirts. You know, probably all South African based with Italian passports, but a lot of good fun. You're right. In the beginning of the second half, when they were camping on our line and we were only slightly ahead, you were quite worried there. The box defended very, very well, and you know, it's game inches and end. We just, you know, obviously had the red card and what have you, but yeah, tremendous amount of fun. I'm starting to get into the spirit of this Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, so it's going to be an enormous amount of fun. Greg, let's have a look at the JSE indices as they are closed. So, yeah, the closing indices for the week on the JSE Securities Exchange, please.
Sure. The banks up 1.6, financials up 1.2, really. Industrials up 0.33%, retailers up 1%. That's a good performance. Gold's giving back some of the week's gains, down 2.33%. Plants down 0.75%, resources down 0.22%. So that leaves the all share up 0.5%, up 267 points, 53,994. So if we just managed to get 6 more points, we'd have been back above 54. The value of trades definitely been better, 21.5 billion. I think the process NASPAS split. Yes. It's actually lifted the volumes. I think the process is trading more here than it is on your side of the world.
And it really has done very well. I mean, we've had 20 billion plus for a consistent period now. And I don't know if it was school holidays or if it was the process NASPAS thing, which people didn't quite understand. But no, it's done really, really well. The JSE Limited might be worth looking at.
Yeah, let's have a look where that share price has been trading. I haven't looked at it for a while. It had a decent day today, up 1.8%, 130 Rand.
There you go.
I see it did go X in March. It must be due for some numbers in the next month or so. We look forward to that.
Okay, my quote of the day, Greg, I've got three quotes for you, and they're from one Donald J. Trump. And these are old ones, not new ones. The first one is, show me someone without an ego, and I'll show you a loser.
Beautiful.
Number two, when you are wronged repeatedly, which is actually quite pertinent for today, when you are wronged repeatedly, the worst thing you can do is continue taking it. Fight back, which is what he's doing at the moment with the impeachment thing. And number three, sometimes your best investments are the ones you don't make. I bet a few of those casinos that he invested in would have been categorized in that category, if you see what I mean, because he has lost so much money for so many people and he has ripped so many people off. Greg, your comments just before we go?
The thing which I admire about him the most is he never, ever apologizes. He never apologizes for anything. And I mean, this sort of snowflake day and age we're living where everyone's apologizing for things that they haven't even done. Mm. You know, it's such a breath of fresh air to have it. Kind of old school, but I mean, he just says it political correctness, he doesn't even know what the meaning of it is.
Well,
he
Greg,
just says exactly what he thinks.
Just in case in the last 2 days I did something that you didn't like, I really apologize. That's Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.